Though their speech might be different, it works. It's their thing and their identity label. Those who have the gumption to stick with school travel in a world of teachers, both black and white, whom they don't understand and who don't understand them. Traditional education seems only to systematically perpetuate their cultural plight.
Good morning, Joseph. You all set for graduation day?
Yeah, it was a mean 4 years, but I made it.
You were one of my best students. We're going to be really sorry to lose you.
You knew math was easy, Miss Williams, because you were a good teacher.
Cut that out, Joseph. Your grades are already in. Do you know what you're going to be doing now?
Yeah, I'm going to look for me some jobs.
Well, let me know if you need any recommendations, because I'll be happy to write you some.
Solid, Miss Williams. I'm going to need some, because I ain't going to get stuck in no factory job.
The young man got his diploma, but he didn't get the language. And when he sits across the desk from the man who might be able to give him a job he wants, they both will be at a tremendous disadvantage.
Mr. Jones is next, Mr. Petrie. Here's his application.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Have a seat.
Thanks.
What's the weather like out? I got in sort of early this morning, and I haven't been out since.
It's pretty hip.
Pretty hip? You can smoke if you like.
No, sir. I don't need no smoke.
We'll have to get your full name in here. They left one space blank.
Joseph Carruthers Jones. But they mostly calls me Joseph Jones, because Joseph Carruthers Jones is too long.
That middle name is spelled C-U-R-R-U-V?
That's T-H.
Oh, Carruthers. Joseph Carruthers Jones. That's quite a name.
It's my mother's name. It ain't no new name.
What did you study in school, Joe?
Well, I be learning the same thing everybody else do.
Such as?
Math, science.
Have any hobbies?
Yeah, I kind of be working with my uncle on weekends. It's not really a hobby, it's kind of a job.
More like a job. And what did you do there?
Well, we used to gig on cars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we sometimes be checking out clutches, you know, and brakes and carburetors. The thing, you know, the automobile thing.
Oh, that's great. Because it seems you've scored very highly on the mechanical aptitude section of our test. I think you ought to work in our machine shop.
Yeah, but that's not what I want to do. I can't be no mechanic.
Well, let me tell you a little about the mechanical training program we have here.
Yeah, Mr. Petrie, I don't want to do that. I mean, I'm really interested in having a desk job and a nameplate.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna have none of that in no kind of tool shop. Then I'd be coming in with overalls and stuff. And I want a job would mean something.
Mm-hmm.
My mother don't want to see me in no overalls and grease, and I ain't interested.
That seems to be your strongest area, though. And I think you should capitalize on your strongest features rather than going into an office job.
Yeah, but my father do that. And my uncle do that. There ain't no way I'm going to do that.
What did you say you studied in school, Mr. Jones?
Hey, man, I told you that. The same thing everybody else studied. You know, that's why I come here. I mean, I went to high school and got a diploma, and now I'm supposed to get the kind of job I'd be chasing.
Well, we've got you on file now, and if anything comes up in the area you're interested in...
But wait a minute. You mean you ain't got no office jobs for me?
No, I'm sorry to say right now we don't.
Yeah.
Well, have a good day, Mr. Jones. It was good seeing you.
Yeah, thanks.
Goodbye, Mr. Jones.
He the one.
Yeah, man. He done put the hurt on me. Give me a smoke.
Here you go, baby. He a blue-eyed devil?
Yeah, just another hunky, man. Wanted to give me one of them labor jobs. You know, like working on a machine or something. Didn't say nothing about all them office jobs in there.
This articulate young man obviously begins and ends his interview with great limitations because of his dialect. His speech carries no respect. In fact, it generates negative attitudes. This makes it very difficult for the interviewer to make a fair decision about the qualifications of such young people as Joseph, whose dialect substantially limits their choice of jobs.